This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne. It appears this Christmas morning that Somalia is at war. Ethiopian aircraft for the second straight day were in action over Somalia, striking the international airport in Mogadishu, the capital. Ground fighting is also reported, including the capture of a Somali town by Ethiopian forces. An estimated 8,000 Ethiopian troops are in Somalia in support of the country's Christian-led interim government against the Islamists, who control Mogadishu and large sections of Somalia. We go now to New York Times reporter Jeffrey Gettleman. Hello.
Hi there.
Now, Ethiopian troops have been in Somalia for some time now, not fighting up until just now. Why are they suddenly on the attack?
Well, I think there's two main reasons. One is intense fighting started this week when the Islamists attacked the transitional government of Somalia. And Ethiopia has been saying for months that if it came down to it, they would protect the transitional government from falling. The second reason is the Islamists in Somalia issued a call on Saturday calling for Muslim fighters from around the world to come to Somalia and make it a launching pad for jihad, a holy war, against Ethiopia, which is a country that has a Christian identity and a long and storied Christian history, but in actuality, it's half Muslim.
We'll talk about those calls for other Islamists in a second, but is this the first time Ethiopia has admitted having troops in Somalia?
Well, they've been very cagey and careful over the past few months. They've admitted that they've had military advisors. They said they had sent several hundred military advisors into Somalia to help the transitional government, which is actually pretty weak, protect itself from the Islamists. But they had denied that their ground troops were taking part in the combat, and it wasn't until Sunday that they admitted that they were playing a large role in protecting the transitional government.
Now, Somalia hasn't had a functioning government for about 15 years, so this interim government is one that isn't highly respected and has virtually no power. But what exactly, when you talk about other Islamists coming into the country, what would that mean?
Well, what's interesting about Somalia is that after 15 years of unabated anarchy, it had hit a point recently where there were basically two rival authorities. There was the transitional government, which had been set up with the help of the UN and a lot of support from Western nations, and that was in a place called Baidoa. And then there was the Islamist movement, which was a strong and growing and very popular and still is grassroots movement based in Mogadishu. Now, these two sides for the last few months have been talking about sharing power, but they haven't really done it, and there's been a lot of tension rising between them. The Islamists wanted to call in foreign fighters to sort of strengthen their leverage against the transitional government, which enjoyed the support of Ethiopia and Western-backed nations.
And now Ethiopia is in there, in a sense, fighting back. Thanks very much for joining us.
Great. No problem.
New York Times reporter Jeffrey Gettleman. He's recently been in Somalia. He spoke to us this morning from Nairobi, Kenya.